This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Well, it's a little ray of sunshine, if you will, and it comes in the opening of a state highway that's been closed for days in Independence County due to the flooding of the White and Black Rivers. Highway 69 from Independence County into Newport and Jackson County is now open. District engineer with the Highway Department, Lyndall Waits, said the highway was officially opened around 11 o'clock this morning. He said there are some problems with the shoulders of the highway, the water washing some things away, from Newark to Newport, and crews have put up barrels in those areas, so you should be cautious as you travel through the area. But it's open. Highway 69 from Independence County to Newport and Jackson County. The Highway Department has opened 69 for the public to travel. But there are two other highways that remain closed, and that's Highway 14 east of Oil Trough, in other words, east of the 122 and 14 junction to the Jackson County line. That's still closed. And Highway 37 near Elgin at the junction of Highway 122 to the Jackson County line, that is still closed. The sport utility vehicle in pursuit of a missing Northeast Arkansas woman has been found about 35 miles north of where she was last seen. Walnut Ridge police say the SUV driven by 31-year-old Jana Chastain was found Thursday submerged in floodwaters behind a home in Shannon. Now, Shannon's just south of Pocahontas, and her purse was found in a nearby field. Randolph County authorities say she remained missing this morning. Chastain was last seen about 2:30 Tuesday getting a flat tire repaired in Sedgwick. At least 8 people have died since last week because of flooding in Arkansas, and at least 16 deaths have been attributed to severe weather in the state since April 25th. In other news, an arrest warrant has been issued for a Pleasant Plains man concerning the theft of a four-wheeler in Ball Knob. Court documents say 24-year-old Christopher G. Cousins of Hideout Road, Pleasant Plains, was stopped by officers driving the stolen four-wheeler on a state road around midnight on April 29th. The court information said Deputy Moody, while running a computer check on Cousins, found he had a warrant for his arrest out of Cleburne County for failure to appear. The information on the warrant for arrest said Cousins fled from Deputy Moody and eventually got off the four-wheeler near a tree line and left on foot. A check on the four-wheeler found it had been stolen 2 years ago in Ball Knob. Cousins has been charged in circuit court with theft by receiving. His bond is set at $20,000. And this is the weekend of the 60th annual Izzard County Pioneer Day in Melbourne. Pioneer Day is actually on Saturday, but activities really began this evening at 6:30 with gospel music at the John Miller Auditorium. And, of course, the Cooper's Hawk Golf Tournament begins. Rodeo at 8 o'clock tonight at the Izzard County Fairgrounds and a street dance 8:30 at the Court Square. Events begin in the morning at 7 o'clock with registration for the 5K race. Also, the golf tournament continues. A lot of other activities, including parades and a rodeo at the Izzard County Fairgrounds at 7, a street dance featuring the Billy Joe French Band, top it off at beginning at 8:30 at the Court Square. And that's the 60th annual Izzard County Pioneer Day. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.